CEI says the release of the platform comes at a time when education systems globally face unprecedented challenges as they are pushed beyond getting every child into school to ensuring a high-quality education. Dr. Nicholas Burnett is lead expert of the program and managing director at the Results for Development Institute. He says despite many valiant efforts, there are still major problems regarding education for the poor in developing countries.
Something like 700 million children are in primary school around the world, but still something like 60 million children of that age are not in school at all. And arguably even worse, among those who are in school, there is a serious problem of whether learning is occurring. In the East African countries of Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda, for example, only 1 in 6 standard 3, that would be grade 3 students, can actually pass a grade 2 English test.
Burnett emphasized in order to tackle this problem, it is necessary to employ all resources that could be of potential use. The purpose of the new platform, which is funded by the United Kingdom's Department for International Development, is to provide the necessary information regarding the poor so that people from various sectors can connect.
This platform has an online component, which is basically a website where anybody in the world can come for free. It's a public good. And they can find out information about these non-state programs, both run by non-government organizations and also programs run by purely private organizations. They can find out information about these programs, which are profiled on this platform.
To help with the profiling, CEI is in the process of establishing partners or hubs around the world. So far, they have 3 digital hubs, 1 in Nairobi, 1 in Cape Town, and 1 in India.
After that, there are many, many mechanisms which are available using the platform or using the information available on the platform in order to connect people. And in a way, this is what it's all about, connecting. We anticipate there'll be about 4 types of user of the platform. The people who run these programs themselves, those who are interested in funding such programs, government policymakers who are concerned to meet their national educational goals and to use all resources, and finally researchers.
To explain further, there are 3 core components of the CEI web platform: a programs database, a research and evidence library, and a funders platform. The database contains over 100 geographically diverse non-state education programs that are tagged by key categories such as location, target population, education level, and program approach that allows users to search for programs according to their interests and needs. The R&E Library serves as a global repository for non-state education resources. It gives users access to a catalog of education resources, including case studies and evaluation materials. The Funders platform allows organizations that support non-state education to exchange information and to identify both potential investments and co-funding opportunities.
We're not arguing that non-state education is better than state education. We're not arguing it's worse either. We're arguing here's a huge phenomenon. For example, in Ghana, something like 22-23% of all children now go to private schools, and something like 1/3 of all the schools in that country are actually private. Well, we're arguing here's this huge and growing phenomenon, and it needs attention, and it has the potential to help considerably with those broader problems, providing a quality education to everyone in the developing world.
Though the platform was just launched this week, Burnett said policymakers around the world, including in Africa, are already showing interest. He described 3 important points regarding this innovative form of education.
It's very clear that those in charge of education policy realize that there's something here to which they need to pay attention. That's the first point. The second point is that I think there are more and more countries in which basically the education system is becoming mixed, in which the kind of idea of state versus non-state is becoming old-fashioned, old hat, and that governments are looking more and more for ways to collaborate with the private sector.
Burnett emphasized that the third and most interesting point is that innovations which are crucial to reforming and improving education tend to come from the non-state sector, and many of these innovations are beginning to be adopted by the public sector. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Washington.